Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome, welcome. Hope you guys are having a great day. It is another day here in Allen, Texas. I wanted to jump on, and today's episode is going to be pretty much about how you deal with stress and anxiety, maybe nervousness. Maybe you have a lot of projects and deadlines in the works, or maybe they're getting ready to come available, or maybe you're just at a slow season and then all of a sudden, boom, a lot of things just happen. Maybe a lot of fires are coming into your life and into your business. And how do you deal with that? So today I wanted to jump on and kind of share my experiences and how I personally have dealt with it. Currently right now, there's a lot of little fires that are going on in my business. We recently had a contract on a property. And basically, we didn't close on it. Things went sideways towards the end of the last, literally 16 days, maybe a little bit earlier. But things went sideways with some of the partners that were involved and some of the just the numbers. And it just a lot of things happened towards the end of our contract period, which we were already hard money, about $150,000. And for some of you new listeners, just to kind of give you an idea, one of my businesses and one of the parts of my business is we buy apartment complexes, and we do that through syndication. And so basically, when you purchase any kind of real estate, there's typically a down payment or earnest money, a deposit that goes towards that purchase. Well, in this case, we had about $150,000 that went hard, and all that essentially means is that money is available to the sellers immediately. So anyways, going back into how you deal with stress and anxiety and so forth, and just a lot of different things. Well, personally, how I overcome and how I deal with it is one, and first and foremost, this is the simplest and the easiest thing I do, is I just take deep breaths. I take deep breaths. I kind of just relax. I try to write down all the things I'm grateful for. I write down and think about and meditate on all the great things that I have for my health, my family, my wife, and my kids. I think of all the littlest things, and I just appreciate those things. And then I look on a bigger scale. I write down certain things that I need to focus on of the day, just the littlest task, and try to have these little victories. And then I go and I look at the big opposition, the big fire. And for instance, the fire right now that I would say in this example is, we have an investor that we're going to, we owe a debt to in terms of just making it right. He went into this in this investment, understanding the risk, understanding the potential of it not happening, and that was a very slim chance of it not happening. Well, that slim chance did happen, and so me and my partners, we worked really diligent to try to make this deal work, and literally all the way to the last day of the contract, we were just working so hard, lots of calls, lots of different groups and opportunity, and some new relationships were also built throughout that process. But one thing that I would say, no matter what it is you're going through, is first and foremost, like I mentioned, you want to really just kind of take a big deep breath, and you really want to focus on the things that are positive, the things that you can be grateful for, and just understand in business or in life, things happen, and you have to be able to move quickly. You need to be able to adjust quickly, because when things do happen the way you don't plan for, maybe you do plan for them, and then when they really happen, is you just got to keep moving forward. You have to be transparent with, and communicate as best as you can with people involved in either the project or within the environment that there's an issue. And I want to say communication is very key. One thing that I've learned through just as of recently, And, you know, over the years, you know, you're always trying to improve and get better at communicating. But communicating is so important. Even if sometimes you're just listening or you're just kind of laying out what's going on and how you feel, or, you know, the problem or issue that happened, and bringing that up to speed and just being, sometimes it's important to over communicate. I've learned that as well. Sometimes you may feel like over communicating can be overwhelming for the individual or for the partner or for the group or for whomever you're communicating with. But I've learned is if you over communicate that, it's actually better than not communicating, believe it or not. And some people might have a different take. Some people may not want to be over communicated, and they'll let you know. But if they let you know, they're actually going to say, hey, you don't have to give me, you don't have to follow up X, Y, Z. Maybe if you give me a monthly or sometimes a quarterly update, that's great. And some people want to know all the details. So it really, until you know, or if you set that expectation, it's very important to let your team know, and whoever you're going to be communicating with, let them know of the situations and so forth. So again, I wanted to jump on real quick because I'm being held accountable for dropping a podcast episode a day. And today I just wanted to jump on and talk about just quick stress fires, how you deal with anxiety and so forth. And I just wanted to jump on and give a quick little nugget how I deal with it. And to recap, you know, I simply, you know, take deep breaths, you know, try to keep calm, try to meditate, and just, you know, for some people they meditate, for some people they pray. You know, I put positive things in my mind, whether I'm reading or listening to a song or a positive inspirational message, or even just one of my mentors through video or audio, or in some cases I can give someone a call and get their opinion or their feedback on how they would handle the situation. But what always works is deep breaths, focusing on the gratitude. You know, I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for my wife, for my kids, and, you know, having an opportunity to work and have trust and faith in people and people that have, you know, accountability with me. And so those are some important things, and they really help me overcome the challenges and to really focus on the bigger picture and to sharpen. And everything that happens your way, whether you may not like it or not, you want to take it as a learning experience. You want to learn from that challenge that may have happened. You want to learn from the situation that may have arose from the unexpected. So I hope you guys found some value in this. I would love to hear from you. You know, thanks for following. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. Send me a message. Send me a DM if you have any experiences on how you deal with, you know, nervousness, anxiety. You know, maybe there's fires that you need to put out. Love to hear from you on how you deal with it, how you overcome it. And again, thank you again for joining. This has been really fun. It's been really exciting just to drop little nuggets. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Have a great rest of your day. See you at the top. Let's go.